There are some unacknowledged wonders of the world. You are about to witness the eighth.
Your attention, everyone.
All this is regrettable, but there's no cause for alarm.
That's right. Back with the Regrettable Podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Massey. Of course, with me, both excellent co-hosts, the legendary Jay Lindley. How are you, sir?
What's up, homie?
And of course, my brother, Patrick Massey. That's what they used to call him.
And yep. Most regrettable.
Back with the old Regrettable Podcast. It hasn't slipped my memory this week to do it. We're doing it semi-early. We were going to try and do it yesterday, but Now, Jay Lindley, he's going to be going away for the rest of the week to a very important conference that definitely isn't, like, scheduled to be, like, you know, a business expense or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Definitely business expense.
Yeah, 100% you were going anyway, so.
Right? No. No. Yeah,
you're going to the OBA?
OAB, yeah.
OAB.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oklahoma Association of Broadcasters Convention.
Yeah, something I've never been to on the Arkansas side, considering I've been broadcasting for nearly 3 years.
Right.
And
You're not invited.
Not invited. Cordially shielded from and not allowed to go.
I think
I'm the untouchable.
Shielded from would lend that he was keeping you from something you may not like.
Right.
But he's actually shielding them from you.
No. Yeah, exactly. No, I've recently talked to somebody who is deep in the radio business that I've never talked to before, and I started explaining who I am. He's like, I know who you are.
Oh, really?
I know who all y'all are.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-oh.
So I didn't need to.
Oh, you tell me off the air?
Yeah, I will. Okay, cool. I will. But, you know, that just affirmed me. I was like, maybe, okay, so people do listen. I mean,
yeah,
it's not like.
They can't help but listen.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Where we live, it's. Try to pick up anything outside of our community ain't gonna happen.
Yeah. Right. Not from our from somebody in the upper radio echelon.
Other echelons?
Yes.
Oh.
It's kind of like maybe you were a really good basketball player and then you finally kind of meet up with a scout and he's like, oh, I know you. Which means he didn't pay no attention. He was like, yep, and moved on. That's
now,
volatile.
Right?
There's
been a couple of domestic violence incidences on the team, so now he's getting a little desperate.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Coming back around to the starting point.
So, you know, we do whatever it is. I don't know.
I have, on occasion, spoke about people that live around me, specifically the grown men that live with their mothers, and two of them will not speak to me anymore.
Oh, bummer, man.
So I figure, they found
people
the podcast.
They found it.
If there's movers and shakers in your community, it's definitely the ones who live with their parents still.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, you know, again, to each his own, there may be a very medical reason why this is happening. It's just the fact is there are multiple grown men that live with their mothers in my immediate community.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. We're not going crazy on the podcast as far as, you know, production value, going crazy with, promoting it and this and that, but people do know about it. The same person said, and I'm looking at expanding a type of digital. And I was like, yeah, I run a podcast. He said, that's the regrettable thing, right? And I was like, yeah. And he's like, yeah, I want that.
What?
That type of thing. You know, I'm not blowing too much up. I don't think I was just talking to a person in radio.
I have no clue who we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
I was not listening. Literally a guy just walked by your window wearing the same t-shirt I'm wearing.
Really?
The same polo shirt.
That's awesome. It is a very Easter color.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very spring. It's festive.
Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
I've never been one for pastels.
Yeah. I put this shirt on today thinking it's spring.
There you go.
And Easter's coming up.
You look good in it.
Yeah.
You look good in pink.
Yeah. All right.
For sure.
Yeah.
Lavender.
Exactly.
Lavender,
rather.
Light lavender.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's fuchsia.
Yes. Fuchsia. Yeah. But
now, you didn't say anything, too.
I was literally just conversing with another person in the business who likes the idea of expanding, because if you're going to be in radio, I guess digital is got to be a component of it.
You got to be serious about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No kidding. Today I was talking to somebody who was very unserious about it and like is haphazardly trying to join into the digital world and throw some things together without even talking to the person that might be creating the content, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. People aren't as stupid on the internet as they may seem.
Yeah.
As they may seem. Yeah. All right, they're a little wiser, a little more up on stuff than what they come across as.
You're not going to catch or ensnare any people on the internet with your content.
It's not 1999 anymore.
Well, it'll be 10 years before they realize they haven't listened to anything they don't want to listen to. Like, no content provided. We'll get them. We'll get their money first. It's like, that's not how it works on there. Maybe radio.
Right.
You know, radio 10 years ago by before, like, you know what? These guys suck. I don't want to advertise with them anymore.
Ratings. It took a year's or two years worth of bad ratings for the people to say, okay, I guess we'll try something else.
It's not like, unless it's a news article or a recipe, you're not really getting advertised against your will that much, or like forced into content that you don't choose to listen to.
Right.
You know what I mean? On the internet? Like,
I hope not.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't think it's happening to me. I don't watch or listen to anything on the internet that I don't want to. I don't get 10 minutes or for some reason, some people think 50 minutes into a podcast being like, hey,
I know,
this isn't what I wanted to listen to.
No, I was going to say the only intrusive things now are the 5 or 10 second ads, however long those are, that you cannot hit the skip button on. Those are most, most intrusive things ever.
Those do happen.
I don't know. I think people love being rage baited. I see my wife all the time watching. Can you believe what this video is saying or doing or whatever? And it's like,
absolutely,
it worked.
Have you seen the guy?
Here you are talking about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Have you seen the guy that looks like he's just sleeping and watching TikToks? And the beginning of he's you know, duetting it. Obviously, the beginning of some other TikTok starts, and it's like, could you believe what he saw? And he goes, he saw that there was something in his closet, but it turned out to be nothing. You know what I mean? And he just gives the ending. This is like my hero on TikTok. Because that's what they do. They bait
you. Exposing.
He's exposing bait. That it's like she found an old book that had a diary from 1962 in the wall.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was like, can't believe what they found in the wall.
Yeah. It's the internet equivalent of Destination Truth or those other ghost shows where it's like, what was that? You know, well, you didn't catch it. I mean, it's like they're running, the camera's shaking, we didn't catch it. Of course you didn't.
Or Squatch Hunters.
Yeah.
You remember
Squatch
that show? Dude would be at like on top of a ridge, like and yell down into a valley. He would do like a Sasquatch yell, and would echo back. He'd be like, "Yeah, that's that Sasquatch down there echoing back."
Yeah.
Or like the guy behind the cameras throwing sticks into the woods.
Yeah.
You know, like, oh my god, what was that?
Yeah,
yeah.
We bust out the FLIR camera and hit up like a heat register somewhere. Yeah. And be like, that's Sasquatch leavings.
Yeah,
you know, it's like, I hope it's a bear and they eat you.
Dude, that was the sound guy. He just took a dump in the woods and then stepped in it.
Steaming up.
You stepped in it and walked around.
Look at the size of that footprint.
It's actually a 12 and a half.
Yeah, it's 12 and a half. It's my boot.
Yeah.
They don't need to know that.
It says Red Wing on it.
Yeah, that's that type of shit. Yeah. You know, that
I don't know. I don't feel like anybody with a 12 and a half. I wear a 12 shoe. I feel like you at the 12 plus shoe size, you ain't gonna be walking around looking for Sasquatches on camera.
That's fair.
That's like a
ten, man.
That's an 8 to 9.
That's an 8 to 9.
Yeah, that's an 8 to 9 size foot man kind of thing.
That's an 8 to 9 that probably hasn't been seen in a few years.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, you ain't got a woman to go home to.
Yeah. If you've got an over, if you got an 11 or above, I think you're not searching for Bigfoot.
No,
you got one. But you're not gonna like catch anybody on the internet unless it's a 30-second TikTok rage bait.
Right.
You're not going to get 111 episodes in, by the way, with Regrettal being like, hey, this isn't hosting Hochatown. You know, it doesn't happen.
Why do we keep getting blamed?
I don't know.
Or accredited. I'm sorry, not blamed.
Yeah.
No, hosting Hochatown is a fine, way
blamed
better.
For that.
If you're listening to this right now, stop listening and go to hosting Hochatown.
Yeah, then come back.
That is an absolute excellent podcast.
For sure.
And I thought this was a review about Hocha Hut.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Yeah. That just released, didn't it?
Yeah, it did.
Yeah, it did.
But yeah, the people who are responsible for like making it where we can make money off this podcast are like, so yeah, you guys are, how is hosting Hochatown going? Like, I don't know.
I mean,
I got nothing to do with that.
Yeah.
One.
You're not, it's not hosting Hochatown with Tyler Lindley. No, it's not. Never had a part in it. I was on it
Patrick
once.
Lara.
I like, yeah. Don't you sponsor it too?
Yeah. No, that's for sure. And then when you slip that in too, by the way, like we all, pause. Can you still say that? No, you can't say pause anymore.
Or slipped in.
Yeah, or slipped in, or no homo, or none of that. But yeah, we were like,
or
we
for got shizzle my.
Or, yeah, yeah, don't even finish sizzle. It. Yeah, yeah. You know, we were asked to do a podcast, which is why I'm sitting here right now, like 2 years later, yeah. Right? And
very nicely asked.
Yeah, yeah.
Would you please?
Yeah, yeah. And then we were like, yeah, we can talk into a microphone and make it sound listenable.
Right.
But then you came up, like you just slipped it in. You were like, oh, yeah, and by the way, it's like a secret meeting, and all of a sudden hosting Hochtown's the biggest podcast on the platform.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
happened?
It's not the way I meant to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, backhanded, shady.
Yeah, all I know, right? I didn't give you two episodes.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Right? Exactly. No, I mean, hosting Hochtown, I don't think really, okay, giving Shiloh his credit, mm-hmm. okay? I don't
oh, yeah,
think,
that guy.
I think Shiloh and anybody else that has a little bit of audio ability mm-hmm. could have done that podcast. Right. I really don't think. I mean, and I'm not just trying to be humble or nothing like that. I just mm-hmm. don't think I bring as much to the table as the guests and Shiloh. And Shiloh's lived here his whole
That's
life.
That's the point of that podcast. I think it's brilliant the way you set it up. And it wouldn't happen without you, though. Like, you set it up, you produce it, you have the know-how behind it. Shiloh takes some of the front seat, which is honestly, when you're listening to your favorite sports broadcast, do you really want to hear? You want to hear color,
right?
You know, that's the best part is the color. You know, and the other guy's just there to bring you the raw statistics of facts.
Keep it on things on track. Point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, yeah. And then the interviewee is the players. You yeah. know, that's who you really want to hear from. You know,
I've forget listened all to that. It, but, it's Shiloh's yeah. Daisy Dukes.
Yeah,
that's true.
Seems
that's
so
true.
Weird. Yeah, I mean, true. You see a guy wearing shorts that yeah. short, all right, you're going to pay attention to
he
him.
He does not cut corners either. He goes and buys tight pants and then cuts them. He doesn't buy Daisy Dukes like pre-cut.
He dries them?
Yes.
He
yes.
dries them in his dryer?
Yes. So the fray is real, people. Right. The fray is real on his Daisy Dukes with his immense ball bag. That's
it's aggressive.
It's aggressive. It's aggressively tight. We got to get him back on here for
yes.
sure.
He is now a full-time firefighter.
Oh, wow.
Yes, here in Broken Bow.
Yeah. So. Volunteer before, now full-time?
Right.
Yeah.
Man. Right. Well, no, he was part-time. He
or
was
part-time. Not,
yeah, okay. yeah, part-time.
Full-time stomping out grass time. Fires.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah, yep.
Yeah. And
pulling people out the jaws of life.
Mm-hmm. Does he, like, on his personal vehicle, like, on his Camry? Or his Altima, whatever he's driving yeah. around, does he put, like...
Clapped out.
Does he got, like, the sirens, the lights and stuff all over it?
No, at least the sticker.
No, no.
So yeah, it's supposed yeah. to be like, hey, why are you giving me a ticket? I got the
yeah.
I got the firefighter
You're
sticker
a firefighter.
Yeah.
He's got the little helmet yeah. sticker yeah. on the back.
I think that's why most guys
I'm giving
do
you
it.
A ticket for not mowing your grass.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It's fire hazard.
Right? Right.
Sheet metal your stovepipe. Yeah, but I was talking to somebody today, so it's like this kind of thing, like we're trying to gotcha people into ingesting online content. I'm going to try and explain it vaguely because I don't really care to put in the details. I'll put them to you after
okay.
today. But it's like this thing where it's like, you know, if you're just now, if you're in a business and you're just now like, I'm hearing digital is a thing. You miss the boat. Mm. The boat is the boat is returned to the port like 10 times, all right, and left. So, you know, if you're today in today's age, if you're going to make digital content and cultivate it, it's got to be done by in a real way. Like real you can't ensnare people in content anymore. Maybe exactly. back in the day, but nobody's going to download an app, you know, and be tricked by that. You have to know what is inside the app, or at least a review or two, or a basic idea before you just like hit the install button on your phone. Most people have to delete an app to get a new one on yeah. their phone. So, and that's so many steps. Most people won't click see more on your Facebook post.
Exactly.
So, yeah, yeah.
Well, I was going to say, I have a three-step guaranteed way for you to be successful if you want to create a podcast.
Yeah?
Yes.
All right.
For $19.99.
Yeah.
I ain't kidding. Right. Yeah. Because here it is. It's real. I have a three-step guaranteed way for you to be successful in your podcast. Mm-hmm. Now, first, we got to measure success.
Yeah, what is that to you?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. My measurement of success is a continuous uprising of your listeners, okay?
Yep.
Maybe that's one more a week. Maybe that's 10 a month. Maybe, whatever it is,
yeah.
You're on a steady, you know, it looks like the stock market. It goes up some days. It goes down some days. Mm-hmm. You know, the idea is never to have a zero day.
Right.
And to just continue to go up.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That means somebody's listening to your content every single day.
Right.
And we're there.
We are.
So so what I want to
just be one, but we're there.
Yeah. No, if it's one, we got one. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we haven't had a zero since 2022. You know what I mean? So so that's success in my book.
Yeah.
Plus our numbers, if you looked lately, they've really kind of started boosting even close to lately. You know what I mean? Super lately.
I have a theory almost behind that, but, but go ahead.
Well, I've told two people that I know for a fact have downloaded at least 10 apiece. So you know what I mean? And it's funny how you can kind of gauge, not obviously not exactly, but you can gauge when you have new listeners because we put out 100 episodes, 300 downloads. That's three new listeners.
Exactly. You know? And then persistence, I'm guessing, is
number two.
So
you got, what was the first one?
I forgot. What's your success
Like? I just want to know what your success
Set
was.
Set that bar.
Yeah. So the first one is having a passion about something.
Yeah. And that's where I fall in. Just as a quick side note, on step one, by the way, Patrick stepped away for a phone call. So you're it's good, me good. And Lindley doing talk shop right
and
now.
And I'm eating. So yeah, yeah. That's,
well, let me fill up the airwaves. Step one, when it comes to measuring your success, for me personally, and this is why I'm probably a super underachiever when it comes to stuff, to me, my success is almost only tied to me. Did I put it, nobody could listen to it, but as long as I know that I can go back and listen to a quality program that I produced, we all made and sat down and did, and it's uploaded and it's there. That's for me. That's why I never tried to go anywhere with music. All I want to do in the world is make an album that nobody will buy. And all I know is that, dude, I did it. I put it together. I know, and I can sit back on that.
So you're making it for you.
I think
not
so.
For others.
I think so.
No, absolutely.
Yeah.
No, I agree.
And more
with
for
that.
Us when it comes to this podcast.
Well, yeah, but I mean, the music. But I was music, just. Yeah. When you make music, you make it for yourself.
Absolutely. 100%.
Versus making it for everybody else to tell you how great it was.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
100%.
No, I respect that 100%.
Anytime I've ever showed anybody my music, they're like, why aren't you?
Putting this out. Well, it's for me, yeah, not for you. Dude.
Yeah, it's
now,
a hobby.
Now I have graced you with the knowledge of that it exists now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
No, so thank you.
Yeah. So step one for me, we're done. Every single week, we put together a thing that I'm proud of, and I produce it and put it on there, and one person could listen to it or 3,000 people could listen to it. My success is cleared.
Your success.
Yeah.
Period.
Exactly.
See, and we were going over the what makes a successful podcast. I have a tried and true method that I guarantee would be successful if your success is measured in the same way mine is.
Yeah. Because you're gonna hate it when you don't reach that. Let's take Country Boy Kev, for example. His success is lined and is gilded gold pools, I guess, and this type of stuff. People and so he releases. He's not happy that nobody's liking his shit, and then he lashes out at people on his Facebook page.
And it came down to just success being likes on that Facebook page.
That's what his measure is, and he's not there, so he lashes out. If he was just like, hey, like it, don't, I don't care. I'm putting out my music. Exactly. I don't give a shit if nobody cares. Then you're successful. If not, then you only got 7 likes on the post, and you're angry about it. Your bar is there, you know.
But
if
it's 7 likes is the bar, now you've got a pretty low bar.
Yeah,
you can shoot for a little better and maybe not 8. Attack the people when you get less than.
But so step two
would
persistence
be
and consistency.
Man,
you persistency.
Just, persistency.
Yeah.
You have to persist even when times feel down.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to be consistent even when you don't want to do it.
Because
there's times none of us have wanted to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But we've put it out. Now, there's times we wanted to do it, but things happened and we couldn't. Mm-hmm. So we had to put out a best of or whatever.
Sure, sure.
But so be passionate about what you want to talk about, and be consistent and persistent.
Yeah.
And I had to add, that was my two. I would say that was the two.
Yeah.
But then
was the third?
I recently had to add one because if you expect an explosion of listeners within, if you give yourself like 2 weeks, maybe 2 months, we're going to have 200,000 views.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
Could it happen?
No, possibly.
Sure. Lightning strikes, right? Two times every once in a while. So yes, it could happen, but we're not saying you are not capable of going viral within a very short period of time.
Yeah.
but the odds are the same as you competing in professional basketball or you being drafted.
0.002 or something.
Exactly. Yeah. And even people that go viral once, today we see never will go viral again.
Oh, yeah. Man.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember Forbes a few years back. I know I've referenced this article maybe a few times on this podcast, but they were talking about, I think it was 2021's most successful TikTok influencers. And all of them, the common theme is like, it just takes a tremendous amount of work. Like, they're working, they say, 16 to 18 hours a day. Now, that's not like working in the log woods.
Yeah, it's not a hard 16.
It's not a hard, but at the same time, if all three of us are involved in creative endeavors, you know, trying to be creative for 16 hours a day or something,
we each try and be creative for 3 hours a day and sometimes completely fail.
You know.
Well, a lot of those creators, the big ones that put on stuff like that, they'll move into a quote unquote creator house, and they'll all live together and create together.
Oh, a team,
And
or employ people
16 hours a day. You know, eight of those hours they may be just writing down what they're going to do and the skits and all of that, and the other 8 hours maybe actually putting on the TikToks or the live audio, whatever.
Yeah. I feel like one of the first big TikTok videos was of it was like some people laying on their mattress and they like did like a time lapse photo series of their furniture getting moved around and their sleeping bags that they were in and stuff doing all. I don't know if you remember this. That. Like, I don't know if they were spelling out stuff or exactly what they were doing. It's just a bunch of time lapse.
Overhead view.
Overhead view
of their shit. Yeah. Just feng shuiing.
Dude, I bet you that they're like 8 hours, full day's worth of work they spent on doing that. I'm just not that stupid. Like, make a quick buck or something off TikTok, but I'm not so stupid as to spend 8 hours of my day rearranging furniture. Yeah. I do that like once every 10 years or something, my furniture.
You need to do your feng shui more often.
I don't remember the current valuation of a million views on a TikTok today, but I still think it's like a dollar.
For a million.
Yeah, I don't think it's a whole lot.
Right.
So, you know what I mean?
It probably was a lot at one point.
I think it was probably more.
You got to have, if I understand right, like 10,000 followers before you can even expect a cent to come in.
Correct.
Mm. And 10,000 followers, you might get a million views on a video, but have no followers.
Yeah.
Right. Because they're going to want to see consistency out of it. And I think that's where the very antithesis of a viral fame is consistency. It's like, it's just a one and done,
right?
You know, it's your, you know, you say what, 15 minutes of fame, right? I mean, now it's 30 seconds is the best you're going to get. You know, you eat that tarantula today.
Yeah.
What do you, and you eat a live tarantula today. Yeah. It's going to get a million views.
Yeah.
What are you going to do tomorrow?
Yeah.
What are you, what are you going to eat tomorrow?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like
two tarantulas. Yeah.
And then people are like, oh, that's, dude, I saw
that's
you
hack.
That's hack. Yeah. Yeah. Two if you eat one.
Yeah. And then somebody else is going to be like, oh, well, I'm starting with 10.
Yeah.
I'm starting with 10 tarantulas. Yeah.
Well, I'm going to smoke a tarantula.
I'm going to let a snake eat me.
Yeah. Yeah. Be half hanging out of it. Like, like and subscribe.
Yeah. Oh, he started digest me. I gotta get out.
I think I'd have a 0.5. You have a 3 steps. I'd add a 0.5 somewhere in there,
right?
And that'd have to be quality, man, because the amount of people, quality as in just the quality of the thing. You could be speaking shit, but the amount of things, like, you could buy a $20 flip phone and the microphone is half decent. Why are some people still releasing, like, this is the voice of a podcast.
I have a buddy who listens to this podcast, and he started his own podcast right about the same time that we did. And I was going, like, tit for tat with him for a while, you know. He would listen to this one. I would listen to his. I just dude is so funny, and his co-host is a very funny guy too, but their microphone quality is so bad that you just can't listen to it. Just unlistenable.
If you have an iPhone, it comes with a pair of those headphones. They got the speaker on them. Like, they're good already.
Yeah.
You know?
You know, to the point, I don't think they even do it anymore. Hmm. Like, I just couldn't listen to it anymore, so I stopped following it.
Yeah.
And I know he still listens to this one, but I couldn't catch any more of his because it was just so poorly recorded.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, it's very easy to do that right, I think.
I have a loved one who does a podcast who also had microphone issues. And I think part of the reason why we are so audible all the time is not only are we using studio quality mics most of the time, but also we know how to speak into a mic.
Yeah,
we
that's
get
true.
Right up on it. We talk that's to true. The back of it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Whereas
a lot of people, are, you know, they, yeah, talk, yeah. they talk to the front of the mic about 6 inches away and you can barely hear this.
Yeah.
Probably.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so, and now I'm right on it again. So, but I, as someone who does hosting Hochatown and often has to deal with people that don't know how to use a mic. Yeah. I'm like, you know, get a little closer.
Suck that.
Yeah, exactly. So, but yeah, so I do understand the woes of that, but understand that I've got a couple podcasts that I'm not super proud of. On the hosting Hochatown side, not in the sense of I'm not proud of it. The content was great. The sound could have been better, but I was fighting having to turn up and down a guest that was just kind of rocking back and forth and talking and like this.
Well, eventually, get tired. You get tired of it eventually.
Yes.
I noticed
and you just
that.
Leave it there. Yep.
Like on our radio show, we might interview somebody, and if they're just not even willing to put microphone discipline into the mix, then Tyler and I will just talk over them the entire time.
100%. I love people who talk off mic, and I'm just talking over them. Like, I'm not listening to you.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I'm wearing headphones. I can't hear you. Yeah. If you're not talking into this thing right here.
Yeah. Or often I'll be like, as Greg said, off mic. Like, you know, I mean, what are you? They didn't hear it.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Podcasting, it's not, you know, just do it, man. That's all I got to say. If you're listening, just do it.
Well, you mentioned getting into the digital age a little too late.
The digital sphere.
If you didn't start a podcast 15 to 20 years ago, then if you did then you got about 100,000 listeners, whether you were any good or not.
Yeah.
Why? Because people just started finding any podcast available.
Yeah. Yeah, if you're just starting now, you got a tough road to
If you're starting now, my grandma has a podcast. She's not even alive anymore. You know, everybody's got podcasts nowadays.
It's called From Beyond. It's awesome.
And she talks to my daughter.
Yeah, it's all just white noise.
Yeah, exactly. But no, I think there are a lot of people that have a great idea, but no way to really put it out there. A lot of people have the ability, but not a very good idea. They just want to start talking about stuff.
And then the people that really want to do it have nothing. They're just like, I want to do, it's like asking a 17-year-old what college course they're going to social services.
Yeah.
You know, like
business.
You know, business. Yeah, I'm going to get into business.
Dental hygiene?
Yeah, that's a big one.
Wait, you want to be a dentist? No, I just want to be a dental hygienist.
You want to shoot that?
You want to do the thing that the dentist goes to school 8 years not to do.
Right.
Okay.
I'm putting an end to the Country Boy Kev saga today.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, unfortunately. It's done.
That dude is so below the radar, man. Yeah.
No, I'm just, you know, listen, it's been a few in the past. It's been one of my favorite things. I've had people reaching out to me saying they can't. So I have to turn in my gun and badge on the Country Boy Kev saga. It's done today.
You got in too deep, huh?
I'm in too deep. I think I'm going to unfollow the old page there because now it's just, he's like not even promoting rap anymore. He's just putting up, because you'll promote rap on a page like that. You get nothing, but then you post a little meme, it'll get 200 likes or whatever. So he's just posting memes at this point. Godspeed to him.
He's finally figured out the internet, huh?
Yeah. He's going to be headlining the Twerk Olympics in Tyler, Texas, so check him out for that.
Hey, that's a free plug.
That's a free plug, and I'm going to say goodbye.
Him.
Yeah, I'm saying goodbye to Country Boy Kev today.
What if he contacts us out of the blue sometime in the future?
We'll bring him back. If he wants to hop on, we'll have him on.
The invitation is still open.
Oh, yeah.
I got you.
Absolutely.
I'm cool with that.
Yep.
I respect that.
Yeah. So speaking of digital creators and this and that, I'm laying down. I'm like I said, I'm handing in my gun, my badge. No more Country Boy Kev police. You'll have to go follow him. And please do.
There you go.
Yeah. For the rest of your Country Boy Kev fill. All right.
So great.
That was just a side note. I'm done with it.
All right.
Yeah.
KBK.
Yeah, KBK.
Yeah.
He was a good man.
Long live KBK.
Yeah. So, what else? We've been dealing, like I said, this is something. The only things that I've been having on my mind for the past couple of days is all work related. Dealing with, like I said earlier, people who want to just now get in the digital and catch people into doing this thing.
I'm part of that.
Yeah. No. And not putting in. a single amount of effort or money.
We could put more red arrows in our photo.
Yeah, 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 maybe, maybe that'll work.
And the screenshot of the video.
I hear that's important.
Yeah,
yeah.
Heard of this thing called clickbait?
Yeah, yeah. What's that all about? We did Jebaited podcast 100 episodes ago, so we don't need to worry. We don't need to cover
that. It was a
great
episode too.
Yeah, it was. I had to recently deal with two older folks to get them to bring a new aspect into their jobs.
Oh, no.
I don't know.
You're like downplaying just how old they are. Let me just say, one of them has mutton chops.
Yeah, one of them has mutton chops.
Dang.
Yeah, one of them is a president from the 1800s, I guess.
Yeah, like Thomas Jefferson's like, dude, stop stealing my beard, man. Yeah. Come on, this is my thing.
Yeah, it's rough. Okay. And then the other one is probably in the mid-50s to early 60s. And that whole you can't teach an old dog new tricks, they don't want to is what it is, you know, obviously. You can teach, yeah. And it's just the struggle. You know, I've talked about on this podcast before about getting younger kids to work. But at the very least, younger kids, they're having a lot of sex and doing a lot of drugs and you know, they don't care about work that much. So fair enough. I can respect that more.
They got a good reason.
They got a good reason other than you sit at your desk all day and you don't really want to do anything else, you know? Yeah. So I've had to...
Every day you have to get your Facebook password re-emailed to you because you forgot it.
For sure.
That's half your day right there. Half your day.
And you have four old Facebook pages that you can never recover.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Somebody searches for you. Which one? Which one do I... friend.
Yeah.
You know? But... and then having a younger person come in and start telling you, like, I'm sorry, my friend, but this is now a part of your job. And the resistance that comes... I would do the same thing, I think. But, yeah. So, recently, I've had to deal with two different people, the same job, they have to work together, they don't want to work together. And they both lied to me about them each having to do the other person's work. Like, I'm literally sitting there, I hear one, and then I go to the next one, and it's like, no, 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 I have to do this, and she has to, and it's like, I have to get you both on I had to get them both on one call and be like, enough,
all right, crazy. Enough.
About this. You know, one of them was a lot more receptive than I thought, but it still took like, you know, it was like, you know, kickstarting an old Honda in winter or something. Like, I had to really get it.
Really,
you know?
Dig in.
I had to dig in.
That's funny.
Dig in deep, you know? And it's just, and I just hate it. Like, I'm in a position where I shouldn't have to ask, but I had to like go to my uppers and say, like, do I have your consent and permission to
handle, you know, this the way you
to
need
handle
to,
this
yeah.
way I need to, essentially, gotcha. You know? And it was like, you know, like,
well, that also means like firing people, which I
could
think,
be.
Yeah. Rather have a dead body in that seat, in that position than nothing at all.
It's true. So there was a bit of, you know, mittens. I had some kid gloves or old man gloves or whatever it is to put on there. But it's just amazing to me, blaming and lying going on between two different older folks that are lying about
wrong
like
folks.
Crisscrossing stuff, like no, it's the way. And then no, I do. And then it's like I go back and it's like, well, he died, but I still, well, no. And she, it makes me want to yank my hair out, you know. And then yesterday I had to deal with a very young person again who's in my employ, who just sitting there laughing, yucking it up with their friend as there's dead air going on one of the stations, right?
Oh.
And like, hey, do you mind if I bring my friend by for this? Yeah, sure. Just make sure you like pay attention. Wait,
did they text you this?
No, I've had to find it out. I found it out. This is what I was texting you about.
Yeah,
so we have a new broadcast that's brand new, second one, and I'm listening to this dead air, you know, and I'm getting texts immediately, so I got to fly over there. And that person came with their friend, said, you mind if my friend sits around? Yeah, fair, or whatever, sure. And watched me leave, and then had to watch me drive back 10 minutes later, walk up to the door, open it, which was closed. You know, you close the door around me, I'm already going to...
Yeah.
In there, yucking it up. Like, I walk in, like, mid-laugh, mid-like lady laugh, like two, like, girls laughing.
Yeah.
And I walk up to the board and I just fade the knob up, and now the room is filled with audio. Wow, could you imagine that? and walked out, but saying, if you're going to have somebody here, you got to pay attention, you know?
Right.
And the mortified look, at the very least, there was a mortified
look. Okay, good.
At the very least.
Because that's the type of thing you would say to a 12-year-old.
Yeah.
This girl is twice that age, at least.
Oh, no.
In mid-20s, you're past the being, like, it's fun to be stupid.
Yeah.
Period.
Right.
All right?
Yeah.
Like, you worked at Easy Mart. Now you work here.
Yeah.
Like,
my
do
bad.
You think Easy Mart will take you back? Yeah. You're bad, bro.
Yeah, totally
bad. But, yeah, no wonder you don't work at Easy Mart anymore because they wouldn't tolerate that shit.
Yeah.
Kyler, he's at least give you one shot.
Oh, yeah. Not talk about 19 shots. That's because... my hands are tied with this particular individual. I'm like stuck. If you watch Breaking Bad, they can't kill Gus because he's integral to the operation, but they want to kill him.
Right.
You know, and I want to fire this person, but I can't.
But I never got in that show. Like reading, I've not watched a full episode of Breaking Bad, but I have read the plot line. I'm sorry, segue here, but why do they want to get rid of Gus so bad? He seems like he's a good business guy.
Well, the protagonist or the cartel?
The protagonist, yeah.
Oh, well, they
blow him up, right?
Yeah, they mucked it up too bad. It was to the point where Gus was aiming to try and kill them at any moment. Like, the moment that they could replace them, he would just kill them. Because he is a ruthless business, you
know, business
criminal
guy.
Killer.
Okay, I got
He's
you.
He's not going to let you
go. He's like, I figured it out now. I don't need you because you helped me figure it out. Now now I know.
Not the type of people you can't fire a meth cook.
Yeah.
I don't think you're gonna have to kill him.
It was
kind of
Chernobyl, you know, in that scene where the it was like maybe the first episode, the scientist that they got to lead the investigation and the recovery effort to figure out what's gonna happen. He's in with like a under deputy secretary of the Politburo or whatever, and when they had a meeting before then, the scientist was just like pretty much accused him, like, you don't know how a nuclear reactor works, so what do you know? You have no say in this. And they're riding in a helicopter together, and the deputy secretary is just like, tell me how a nuclear reactor works. And the scientist tells him, he's like, okay, now I know how a nuclear reactor works. If you don't listen to what I say, I'll throw you out the helicopter.
I can kill
pretty
you.
Much is what he tells him.
Right.
Now I can
That's
kill
hilarious.
You. All I need to do is find somebody who can speak Spanish. That's not that hard to figure. Speak Spanish.
That was my Stellan Skarsgård impersonation.
Oh, okay. Speak Spanish. Not know how an RMBK nuclear reactor works. You know, I'm in the same boat as Boris. Essentially, can't get rid of this person. So the stark contrast between the two is insane, and I really feel like the only good workers in the world are people in our. Between me and Jay Lindley, I think, and everything in between is like the
we're still trying to build our lives.
Yeah,
like,
that's true.
Yeah, we're just young enough, like where we can have a passion for what we do, but not old enough to like have financial security for the rest of our lives either. So
that's true.
We're in this golden period, and I feel like every generation's had that. You know.
Yeah, and I got told today you're going to be voluntold to become an IT guy. For a certain business in the area. And
like an under the table kind of business.
Like an under the table type of thing. And I'm not an IT guy. I've never claimed to be. I've, in fact, always stated the exact opposite. Don't expect me to do any type of IT. But this person thinks that because I can do a couple of things that must include IT then. Mm-hmm. Unpaid, you know, not.
That sure
not
is
anymore.
A lack of knowledge in the.
Oh, for
very
sure.
industry that you're.
That seems like a lack of knowledge of you, the person, too.
For sure.
They have one.
Yeah, there's multiple faults there.
Yeah. They have one IT job, and then I'm done for, I guess, the rest until that thing doesn't work anymore. They're looking at a good way of backing up their system. That's a good thing to do. IT guys do it. They run servers. They make sure everything gets backed up right. The current state of their backup is they print off a report every day and stick it to the pile. And this place is an ungodly just pile of tinder and kindling.
Yeah. Oh,
that's
dang.
All it is. It's a it's,
it smells
it's
like
a,
macaroni and cheese.
It's a garage that smells like macaroni and cheese and dog piss. And it's full of paper. Yeah, it's and hot computers that are not being cooled properly, and in a place where instead of AC we
improper
just run,
ventilation.
Yes, instead of AC, I got a couple chicken house fans. We could just run and blow the papers everywhere. So the printer stopped working. So now my first job as an IT guy is to fix our backup system, which means, i.e., find a new laser printer so that we can print it off the thing every day and stick it on the pile, the nondescript, non-boxed, non-elsewhere from the premises file, by the way. A backup is not backed up if it's on the same premises as the thing that you're trying to back up.
Good point.
Simple as that. Because what are you trying to avoid with the a fire, yeah. I think is the number one thing, yeah. thing comes to people's minds. Well, your backup was right next to the OG. So I don't know exactly. So yeah, let's get a new printer and then we'll start. So my new plan is instead of saying no or pay me more, or I don't want to do it, or anything like that, I'm just going to come up with a way overly complicated and
costly
method, because I am not going to get hired on as an IT person, and when the place does burn down, have a finger pointed at me. At the very least, I'm going to have, this is my plan, and I need it stamped with a big no in your initials.
Yeah.
You know, or your signature there.
I just got done reading this book about the critical days in May of 1940 when the Germans invaded and conquered France in like a period of really within 3 days,
yeah.
The Germans had defeated the French. Mm-hmm. And just a little perspective, almost 5 years of fighting in the First World War, they couldn't get that far into France. A few days in 1940, they were able to bring France to its knees, pretty much. Within 6 weeks of the invasion, France was like, all right, we're done.
Yeah,
we're done.
Yeah.
But the reason I bring it up is that the commander of the French forces was literally hiring people so they would be the fall guy. He hired a particular guy. He was like, I want you to conduct all this stuff, because he knew that things were going to fall apart real quick. And he's like, this way I can push the blame. Don't get yourself in that position.
Yeah,
history's right. not been kind to that yeah. particular individual. Yeah.
It's like hiring a new general manager of a dollar general that's going on under. It was this guy's
fault. I don't want to be the captain that sinks to the ship, but we should have a captain who does sink with it.
Let's find one and underpay him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So as soon as I get talked to and it's like, we're looking at you to be the new, I'm going to be like, all right, well, I will do the job right or not. That's as simple as that. Yeah.
Yeah. So. I won't do cheapy because it's cheaper.
No. And also when it comes, I told Patrick, the golden rule, there's one golden rule when it comes to server stuff and backing up. One is nothing. Two is something. Three is everything. Meaning you want the original. That's zero. That's the zero point.
Right.
Then you want a printed copy. That's one. Still nothing. Then you want it backed up on a server. That's two. Something.
That's right next to the pile of paper that's going to catch on fire.
Exactly.
So. Yeah.
And then you want a three on the cloud. So really four copies of one thing, and now you've adequately backed it up.
Right.
That's it.
That makes sense.
You know, I do the same thing with my music. I've been through
it. Dealing with people like one of the individuals, let's say this individual needs something put on a website that we run. This individual will receive an email,
mm-hmm.
then print the email off, and then hand it to me. So I guess this individual must assume that I would then retype it word for word. I'm not being asked to paraphrase it in any kind of or contextualize it in any sense. You just put it on the website. Like, yeah, could have emailed it to me. And then what I found, what was happening when I asked that, is that this individual would receive the email, print it off, scan it, email it back to this individual, and then email it to me.
Yeah. I like that. And you can't copy from that. You can't copy paste from that.
No.
We still didn't get to the thing.
Yeah, at that point, it's easier just to have the piece of paper in front of me because I can type without looking at my screen.
Yeah, now you have to constantly switch back. What is it? Like, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
But for the five steps,
yeah,
it could have been one.
Yeah, it's a whole rainforest that's been deforested. that whole section of wasteland should be named after us.
Yeah,
that's awesome. I'd like a plaque.
For
right
sure.
there that says this deforestation brought to you by this individual.
It's like when you watch that one video of like Congress or whatever, whoever it was, like grilling the CEO of Google basically screaming at him, holding out, like, how does this work?
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is a, how does this cube, or this rectangle work? How do I speak into it?
Oh, God, you know? We had that again the other day with TikTok.
Yeah.
They grilled the CEO of TikTok. And I didn't think I could ever possibly feel bad for the CEO of a social media giant, but I certainly did. It was just a shameful. I think I had warned you. We were talking about on the radio that morning. I was like, oh, make sure to check out the live hearing on C-SPAN today of the grilling of the CEO of TikTok, because of course there's a lot of talk, a lot of action in the works, in the pipeline right now to ban TikTok in the United States, or at the very minimum, force a sale to an American company or a non-Chinese company, I guess. Right. So
that seems. I mean, don't get me wrong. To each his own on your data, whatever. I believe I'm an awesome person. Everybody needs my data, but you know what I mean.
You ain't ashamed of your data.
Everybody have some data.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
about me because I'm awesome.
Yeah.
But but
spread it around.
Yeah, but. But the idea that the government can force the sale of, or partial sale of, a company, and I realize it's been done before, don't get me wrong.
Sure. But extreme situations.
Right, yeah, right.
This is not an everyday action of the government.
Yeah, I think what was like, was it Southern Bell companies that were the one of the first ones?
Big antitrust kind of, anti-monopoly kind of stuff.
Right, right. Which this doesn't seem a monopoly. This one's like a antitrust in the sense of we don't trust that government.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
sometimes it's weird to be an American, isn't it?
It is.
Where it's like, dude, I don't like this thing. I wish it was banned. Oops. I just became extremely un-American.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I don't think any of us in here very much like Nazis, right? Would like them to be not in ever around, but the moment some start marching, isn't that a weird place for an American?
You know,
I don't agree with that at all, but actually that First Amendment's a pretty important one.
As much as folks on the right want to throw flack at the ACLU, and there's plenty out there, when the ACLU protects neo-Nazis and their right to express their First Amendment and march on a street as long as it's nonviolent and stuff that, I mean, like, it goes to show you that is just not specifically how principled of an organization that is, but how principled the very idea of free speech or whatever in our country is.
Doesn't mean free from consequences.
We will legally protect neo-Nazis if they want to march down the street of Broken Bow right here, talking about how Holocaust denial and the New World Order, whatever they want to mention, they're certainly free to, as long as they're peaceful about it, as long as they're not breaking any laws. And certainly there's no law in the United States so you can't say this.
Right.
You know? Right.
And you could just hope that they don't cover their faces. And then somebody films it, and then they don't get hired.
That's
they
a marketplace of ideas.
Exactly.
Well, and I thought you were going to go the way of, isn't America a crazy place? It's like, I don't want to give my data, but I can't stop scrolling.
Oh, yeah, that too.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
It's like, it's just like Walmart. I can't stand the biggest conglomerate in the United States, but I can't not go there and shop.
Exactly. Where are you going to get a bowling ball, a bicycle, and a pack of condoms in the same place?
MacGyver it.
Yeah, exactly. Just make a bomb.
So I'm very torn. Like, I'll be the first one to say that I think TikTok, like, tears at the fabric of our society, just as all social media seemingly does, you know. I want to go back to the podcast we did with Kaiser, when we kind of asked him, like, what happened? Like, where did this, you know, this, like, trend of improving relations between the United States and China, where did it go off track? You know, and he was like, that's kind of where everything else went off track, was with the advent of social media, you know, when you could have all of a sudden everybody's social interactions now just move from real life onto the internet, and all of a sudden they weren't afraid of getting punched in the face anymore. Yeah. You know,
it all coincides. Why are all these mass shootings happening? Why all the, like, there's so many things that are like, well, when did internet take out? You'll see the internet graph and the rest of the other things. You line them up, dude. They line up.
Yeah.
No, absolutely.
You take it. Here's my question to you guys, and take it where you want, either way. If we made it, and again, I do not believe in censorship of media at all, but if we made talking about mass shootings something we didn't do anymore, would mass shootings stop? And think about that for a second, because in many cases, I'm looking back to the mass shootings I can think of in my brain, a lot of those seem like a cry for attention.
No, yeah, sure. that's one of my biggest arguments against, and we talk about this a lot, against some of this wokest agenda, the cancel culture, some of this stuff. That is really my overriding argument against it, is that you can't just stop saying something and then it no longer exists.
Right.
Okay? You can't just say, if you no longer say handicapped person, it doesn't mean that now right. all of a sudden we don't have handicapped people.
But that's not what I'm meaning. I mean,
think we kind of did that with retarded people. I don't see them anymore, ever. We stopped talking about them. They stopped existing. They used to be
maybe I'm
a dude on every corner.
Perhaps I'm extrapolating on your point there a little bit, but the idea that if you just don't say it, it no longer exists.
No, not at all.
I thought that's where you were going.
No, not at all. It was more. Huh?
Go ahead. My bad.
No, I forgot my train of thought. What did I say? What was the words?
It was ask yourself this question. What was the question?
Where do babies come from?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like, no. You said it was if we stop talking about mass shootings, will they go down?
No. If we didn't report them in the media,
right?
Meaning if the mass shooters. The future possible mass shooters mm-hmm. that are watching these mass shooters get all this attention.
Yeah. That's a target that they can be.
They're like, I want to be that guy.
Okay, yeah. I got you. Yeah, and there's a big movement in media. There's a lot of talk about we shouldn't even mention their names. In the article.
Well, that's the first thing you see.
Don't
when you
put their pictures.
It up.
Yeah, that's what are you looking for?
Yeah,
I want to know what they're all about. Yeah. We had a shooting in Nashville. Tennessee the other day. What do I want to know? The first thing is what's their sex? What's their race? Blah, blah, blah. What's their political affiliation?
You know,
because
Tammy
I feel like
there?
I can tell you. Yeah, absolutely.
Dude, Tammy from the trailer park is looking
half her ass hanging out them shorts
today.
Right there.
All right, sorry, go ahead.
I think she had two different babies, daddy's babies.
Yeah.
It's like, who's the father? Well, which one?
The hair was so stiff from the hairspray.
Yeah.
Like that. Oh, man. All right.
Yeah.
Trailer park makeup.
That was some ass cheeks hanging out. There, though.
All right.
But,
no wonder.
Yeah. I love this. It's like being at the zoo.
Yeah, exactly.
And they can't see. They can't see in either.
No,
so it's even better.
I'm glad you finally fixed the one-way mirror.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do they look like? What's their sex? What's their, all that type of stuff. And look, did you see the picture of the guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
Of course.
Well, it's nice of you to call him a guy because it was
a
woman.
Girl. Yeah,
it was a woman who's transitioning. Who is transitioning
to be a guy?
To be a guy. I don't think
completed. Like a guy.
Look like a guy. Bad. So shout out to them for making it. But I guess they had a manifesto. Blah blah blah. Oh, I want to be a guy, and society's against it. I don't even know. It's not even worth. I don't read mass shooter manifestos because I don't give a shit about them. I hope they rot in hell for all of eternity. But it's some of the reaction that's just gotten so stupid. This is just how politicized we are. I think it was yesterday. We're recording this on Wednesday. I think it was on Tuesday. A reporter asked President Biden, what do you think of Josh Hawley's comments regarding the mass shooting? And Biden's like, I don't know anything about it. And he's like, well, Josh Hawley is senator from Missouri, very Trumpy-esque kind of senator. Josh Hawley said that, this person, this was anti-Christian hate crime. They went because they went to a Christian academy and shot up, I think it's six people that died. That six might be including the shooter themselves.
Right.
And Josh Hawley was like, this is anti-Christian attack.
Yeah.
Or attack on Christians. And Biden was then like, well, then I probably don't believe what he has to say or something like that. I might be butchering that a little bit. It's like, what do you think about this being an anti-Christian attack? And President Biden's like, I don't know. It's like, well, Senator Hawley said that's what he thinks it was. And then Biden's like, well, then I probably think the exact opposite of it.
Right.
And then realized how stupid what he just said and had to turn around on the camera and be like, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Yeah.
Classic. Okay, dude. 80 years old is pretty old to be president. Let me just say that. There ain't no reason to be, for one, man, you're bringing politics into this. All of a sudden, Biden, come on, you president, man. You should know a little bit better. And then your best response is, I'm joking.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I'm joking.
No, I'm
joking. This is a great time for jokes. Yeah. When six people were killed.
Kind of
one
like
an
uncle
event.
Says when he,
you know. Yeah, in private.
Yeah. Yes.
when he's being rude and everybody turns and looks because it got quiet all of a sudden.
He's holding a Budweiser, not a Bud Light. He's holding a Budweiser. I'm joking. What do you want?
That guy.
Another mass shooting. I think that's like number 67 for the year or something.
Yeah, I don't even know how we got onto that, but it's the internet.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, the internet and social media is how we got onto that.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. It's like every day of life now. Oh, this mass shooting doesn't even faze me anymore. I didn't know that was a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was a dude with long hair. It looked like a trench coat sawed off wielding, anime. They wear hate breed. Do you remember Hate Breed?
Yeah, no. Band? I've never seen any of the video of this.
Yeah.
So I didn't. I just heard on the the ABC News and stuff. Yeah.
I just saw a picture. I didn't.
I got you.
See a name. Or
I saw like a clip of them of he/she. I don't even know what. I don't care. Whatever it was, shooting their way into the building.
Yeah.
Because they have one of these like man trap systems where it's like it's got the two double doors, so you got to get in one tiny little foyer area, and then you got to be entered into the other. They shot their way through it, apparently. I figure most schools are locking the doors nowadays, so I'm just going to give them the benefit that the doors were locked.
Right.
And this shooter just shot their busted through the glass. And two AR-15s on them, plus a pistol.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this person, and the way watching them, like, clear rooms and hallways and stuff like that. This is somebody who have been training for. They've been looking into this for quite a while to do something like this.
Right.
Because you've seen the picture. They ain't no military person. That's for sure.
No, not at all.
You know, this is probably a big Call of Duty player or something, and who had some issues with their transitioning and decided to take it on a school full of kids. Sixth graders kids. Or something.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about you guys, but I think. Let's end it heavy.
Okay.
How about that? Lightening the mood.
Whatever. Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. You're fine.
One minute I should be getting a call from the Arkansas Secretary of Education.
Yeah,
hey,
nice.
Talk about Arkansas's new voucher program.
Nice.
Yeah.
I told two people this week, extra specially, about the Regrettable Podcast, and one of them texted me back a little bit later. He's like, I'm listening to one right now. It's hilarious, guys.
Nice.
So
next week will be hilarious. Yeah,
so if you are listening right now and you actually do enjoy us, tell one or two people next week.
One or two people. That's your homework.
Please. Come on. We're going to grassroots grow this thing. We're not going to put any Facebook ads on anymore.
You ain't going to force you to listen to it or ensnare you.
This week, maybe next week, I'm thinking about getting a big old seafood boiler. Maybe we should have crawfish boil. It is that time of year.
I think we need
to do it.
Yeah.
And just invite some of the we'll get back with that next week.
Yeah. But if you call them crawdads or crayfish, then you're not invited.
That's true.
Well, you can call them crawdads is colloquial
to
Arkansas. And
I don't know. Everybody in North Dakota say crawdads.
Crawdads, what's in your backyard is crawfish if you're about to eat them.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it makes
what about
sound.
Crayfish? You from the north?
No. Tyler and I interviewed this guy earlier. He's like a crawfish scientist.
Yeah,
crayfish. That's the first thing I had to ask him. Was like, is it crawfish or crayfish? He's like, well, for scientific purposes, let's call them crayfish.
Yeah, but when you eat
messed
them,
me up
crawfish.
The whole interview.
That's funny.
And then
funny.
in the backyard, the crawdads.
Yeah.
Well, that's gonna do it. Yeah, like us on social media and whatnot. Go tell one person about the Regrettable Podcast. Maybe two if you got two friends.
If you're driving with somebody, to work, maybe you carpool, force them to
just
listen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then we are entrapping people or ensnaring people
true.
To listen.
You don't
you
ever
can do
touch
it for
a
us.
White man's podcast.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Yeah. And only a white man. I don't know how big the podcasting is in the other communities, we'll say.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't know. Joe Budden is pretty
popular. I hope. We're not understanding. We're the biggest thing in Kenya right now.
Yeah, that's true. That's
Nairobi,
true.
Dude, they have the Regrettable Day Festival every year.
We're not
just
invited.
For us.
Yeah. All right. That's going to do it. Big shout out to Laura Lindley, attorney at law, our number one A1 most awesome person in the world.
Number
she sponsors.
Guy.
All right, she's my number one guy, buddy. Yeah. this is number one bullshit. Yeah, she's the best. Laura Lindley, attorney at law on Facebook. Go give her a like and a review. Also, if you've used her, let's get some reviews going on that.
Nice.
That would be great, because that just helps. Like, we've been talking about digital this whole time, this whole podcast. She's gone. She's on digital.
Yep.
So go like her on that. And for all of your needs. And you brought up a good one last week. She's working a lot on, like, deed work,
yeah,
title type stuff. Yeah. So that's just that. You don't have to be a criminal.
Exactly.
You know? You maybe just bought a piece of land. Use her.
Yes, she also been doing a lot of wills.
Oh yes,
specifically.
Living will.
Yeah, and, living will. Yeah. Somebody's. You know, she says one of her big deals is more people should do a will, a last will and testament, while you're alive and while you're very healthy. That way, when something does happen, it's often sudden.
Yeah. When
you know what I mean?
Walking down the street and an airplane crashes onto your face. Yeah. Then you're good.
Yeah.
Your will is done.
Yes.
All right, at 26.
Or if an 18-wheeler driving down the highway and you're on the side street and the will pops off and blasts you in the back of the dome and you're gone. You know what I mean?
If you're walking, if you live next to a train tracks and a train full of anhydrous spills over and suffocates your family.
In Philadelphia. Yeah,
sorry about that.
Yeah. So get your living will taken care of. That's going to do it. Laura Lynn, the attorney of law. All you regrettables on Facebook, we appreciate y'all. We're going to get out of here now and see y'all next week.
Peace.
Goodbye.